The Academy Awards are this Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Robin Young, you mm-hmm. know that. Mm-hmm. And our next guest can help with one of the most important questions.
Oppenheimer versus Barbie?
No, snacks.
Oh,
our resident
of course.
Chef Kathy
yes.
Gunst is here. Hi, Kathy.
Hello to both of you.
So, Kathy, we understand you are a longtime fan of Oscar.
It's a bit embarrassing and yet true.
Why?
I mean, with all happening in the world right now, it seems so irrelevant. And yet, I think we need it. I mean, when I was a little kid, it was a big thing. My mother said, you can stay up till 8. You can stay up till 9. Until finally I was old enough to watch the whole thing. The dresses, the jewelry, the glitz, the glam.
And the snacks. And the snacks.
The snacks are key.
So get us started.
So we thought we'd have fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've come up with snacks inspired by some of the nominees, starting with May-December. That's up for an Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay.
Correct.
It's loosely based on the Truce Mary Kay Letourneau scandal. So remind us of, you know, just a bit of the film and your thinking about the snack, the matching snack. This is going to be a tough one, I would think.
Yeah, it's a very dark movie, but the opening scene shows us Gracie Atherton Yu, played by the brilliant Julianne Moore, and she's arranging dozens of hot dogs on the grill for a 4th of July picnic party. And there are just so many, and her line is, I don't think we have enough hot dogs. So I thought that I would do a little riff on that and do pigs in a blanket, and I used hot Italian sausage. You could use sweet or chorizo, and I wrap them in frozen puff pastry, so you don't have to bake anything or make pastry. You rub the pastry with a little Dijon mustard. You put a little piece of the sausage in. You roll it up tightly to look like a baby croissant, and you put a little egg white on it and some sesame seeds. You pop it in the oven, serve it with some mustard, and you are good to go. And that is honoring May-December.
Which is a film about a much older woman who began her affair with a 13-year-old and then married him and had a long marriage. So,
exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so now from the hors d'oeuvres to the dessert, which is exactly the right order. You have an homage to the Barbie movie, which is up for 8 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture. No surprise, they're pink desserts.
Well, Barbie is the land of pink fluff, and pink is Barbie's favorite color. So I made meringue cookies, and I colored them with freeze-dried strawberry powder, which is actually fairly easy to get. We give you a mail-order source. You could use food coloring as well, but you whip up egg whites to make these meringue cookies. You bake them till they're crisp and dry, and then you sandwich two together with whipped cream with a little vanilla, and then again, food dye or strawberry powder, and they look like they came off the set of Barbie. And let's remember, Barbie doesn't really eat, so that means there's no calories in these cookies.
Except when she starts to turn human or something, and then she pours
That's
milk
right.
on her face and stuff. But just remind people, meringue, it's such a, feels like a high-end thing, but it's so easy.
All it is whipped egg whites, and you throw in some sugar a tablespoon at a time, and you let it turn into, like, stiff, huge clouds. And then once it turns pink, you are in Barbie land. I mean, what does he call it? The mojo, the house?
The thing, right?
Mojo dream house.
That's
this
right.
is perfect mojo dream house
right.
food.
Finally, a recipe for Portuguese tarts, which celebrates the Best Picture nominee Poor Things, which stars Emma Stone, also up for an Oscar. Film with 11 nominations. She plays kind of a Frankenstein, you know, woman. She has to eat 60 Portuguese tarts.
Well, I did read that. Yeah, I read that she had to eat 60 of these Portuguese egg tarts, which are quite rich, flaky, eggy. They're delicious. And she was quoted as saying that eating the tarts was, quote, more challenging than the nudity. Okay, but you might only want to eat one or two of these. Again, I used frozen puff pastry as a time saver. It's not the traditional Portuguese way, but it works, and it's delicious, and you make a very simple custard with milk and sugar and cinnamon and egg yolks, and you bake them, and they're amazing when they're warm, but they will hold up for several hours, and this would be a great way to honor the very creative and quirky movie Poor Things.
Well, you have very creative ways of honoring all of the movies. I know you're not a film critic, but do you have any predictions for the films you're pulling for, maybe based on your favorite recipe that would go along with each film?
I wouldn't call them predictions. My wish is that Barbie gets some love on Sunday night. This is a movie to me that could have been about nothing, but it really became a film about women and the patriarchy and so much more. And I actually think it's brilliant. I also am a swimmer. I love NIAID. I thought Annette Bening and Jodie Foster were incredible. I will be watching. I will not be wearing a gown, but I will be serving pink meringue cookies, pigs in a blanket, and Portuguese custard tarts.
We're going
with
to your
no
house.
Nude scenes, Kathy.
Well, we'll see.
Depending on how the night goes.
Okay. We've been talking Oscar nibbles with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. We'll have all of those terrific recipes at hereandnow.org. The meringues are gorgeous. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thank you so much.